This is where I've always wanted to be, Los Angeles. I mean, every the weather, the people, everyone's open-minded. And I think it's like the new tech hub. I feel like it is.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast here in Santa Monica. Yes, by the beach. And I get to celebrate an incredible female founder that we have here in the studio today, Jay.
Yay, thank you. I'm so happy to be here and talk about YouScout and be part of the LA Tech family and community.
Yes, I'm happy to have you here. And thank you for the impromptu photo session that we did before we started recording.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Okay, so Jay, go ahead, introduce yourself to everyone and tell us a little bit about you and your company.
Sure. My name is Jay Davis, and I'm the founder of YouScout. And YouScout is a two-sided marketplace to list and to discover spaces for creative projects, events, and various other functions. So YouScout allows renters to choose from a variety of locations. And for property hosts, YouScout provides a convenient way to showcase their space and to earn money.
And what inspired you to create YouScout?
So I used to work at a real estate company. And so I was given the task of finding a way to offset their properties. They had a lot of properties on the market. And so they needed, and they own them. It's an acquisitions company. So they needed a way to make money. So they're like, how can we do this? And we started having studios call the company. I'm like, okay, this is great. We don't have to do a vacation rental. We can just do it for the day. We can do it for the hour.
Right.
And so that's how it came about. And I started building like relationships with the networks and different independent filmmakers and photographers. And that's kind of how YouScout was born.
And are you a sole founder? Or do you have a co-founder?
I am a sole founder. I receive like mixed feedback about that. But right now it's working out. For me.
I'm a sole founder too. I've had co-founders in the past, all incredible relationships. I feel very lucky. My last co-founder is like my brother now. But I'm a sole founder too.
Did you guys break up? No.
All of my co-founders and I have had the best relationships. Like there was never a breakup. I mean, we've had days we hated each other, as any couple does.
Right.
And couple in the sense that like there was no romantic anything, just like.
But it is your partner.
It's your partner. Honestly, it's as close to, I'm not married, but I imagine it's as close to a marriage that I could have gotten without being married and without all the romantic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's tough. There are ups and downs.
Which is why today I caught, literally on my emergency forms, I put my brother. Like he literally is my family.
Oh, you named him your brother on your emergency. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Like he's pretty much my brother. Like it's.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, nobody in the world knows me better than he knows me because we built companies together. Like you really get to know someone. But now I'm a sole founder just because I wanted to try that out. And. Yeah. And so, okay. So where is your company today and when was it created?
It was, well, the idea was created probably a little bit over a year ago. Yeah. We started on it. And so it was incorporated in November last year.
Nice.
And we went live around January of this year and I'm still working on a few things. But so it is live now and we're acquiring users. So that's awesome. But we're updating some of the features.
And who is your target market?
You know what? It's really everyone. People have asked me this before, but anyone, it's more probably geared towards the entertainment centric cities, yeah. I guess. But it's also for anyone who wants to have a bridal shower or birthday party and needs a location.
And now is YouScout live today? Like, can we go to YouScout?
You can go to YouScout today and you can list your property. And, you know, as long as you have permission of the owner, even if you're renting, if you're a renter. And you ask the owner, like, if you have this awesome apartment with this great view or something,
yeah.
You can list that as well. Just make sure you have permission, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people always think, oh, I have to own a house or this or that. And I've had a lot of conversations about them. Like, no, you don't. You could have like a credible apartment or even an apartment with this awesome room. Maybe it's painted some kind of cool color. Like this studio is awesome. Yeah. All these colors.
Yeah.
And, you know, have like an awesome, like, you know, kitchen or. What bathroom, whatever, and list it, you know, and earn money.
And now it's not for people to stay in, right?
No, it's for events, for functions. It could be a launch event,
a photo shoot,
filming. We do a lot of filming. We get a lot of those, and it's by the hour or by the day. So, and you don't have to like give up your space for someone to sleep there to make money. And plus, vacation rentals are being short term or being outlawed in so many cities. Yeah. And this doesn't fall under that category.
And how many people are on your team?
Right now, I just have three.
And tell me about them. Tell me about your team.
Well, one is a developer. We had some issues, and anyone with a startup, you have to really vet your developer. Yeah. So he's on the East Coast, actually. So he's pretty new. He's a new hire. Yeah. And then I also have some people doing administrative work, or one person doing administrative work.
It's really hard when you're a non-technical person to oversee it. I mean, I have this, all my business partners have been the technical side. They've been the CTOs. And I learned from them.
Yes.
And we always have the conversation, what do you do when you're not technical? And there's been so many things like, take a programming class as a founder that's not technical or something. But it like if I had to, our We Are LA Tech mobile app, I have no idea how to go on the back end right now.
Right, exactly. You know? That has been a challenge, but I've been trying to teach myself a bit about code, but not enough to totally program the site. But
yeah.
People have to really vet who they hire, their developers, their engineers. They right. really do, because this person built a website for someone and it's a landing page doesn't mean they can build something like, you know, something similar to an Airbnb. They just can't do that. You know, they may tell you they can, but they can't. And I always tell people, oh, I love technology. I love everything about tech. And that doesn't mean that I know how to code. Yeah. I just love technology yeah. and everything about it. I think it's so interesting.
Totally. Okay. So where in LA are you based?
We're based in Beverly Hills, but I mean, basically we're everywhere.
Are you from LA originally?
I'm from Tennessee originally. I always had those dreams to
move. We're in Tennessee.
I'm from a small town outside of Nashville,
nice.
But I'll call Nashville my hometown because I'm proud of that city. They made a lot of advances.
So here in LA, what resources have you accessed to help accelerate YouScout forward?
That's a good question. Well, I'm part of, as I was telling you earlier before we started, I'm part of the Stripe Atlas community. So everyone probably knows Stripe about the payment processing, but they also have this awesome community that help founders, well, first of all, incorporate their business. But then it's such a great community and a platform that you can, you know, ask questions. You get together in person. It could be coding questions. It could be like, how do I do my tax? Like they did our taxes for us. So that was pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah. We paid a fee. But they did it.
That's pretty
yeah.
rad.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was really, because that can be sort of murky waters to
totally.
Navigate when you're first starting.
Totally.
You're first, like, just incorporated.
Yeah.
But there's so many, I'm so proud of women because there's so many female, like, centric, like, you know, tech, like, online platforms. And another, Bumble, I don't know if you heard of this, but Bumble had an In Real Life headquarters. Do you know the app Bumble?
Yeah, you're talking about like the event thing where they're trying to form programming outside of just dating.
Yes, yeah. And they did that. It's closed now. I think it closed last week, but it was open.
It was intended to be a temporary thing, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Just a few months, yeah. But I met so many incredible, mostly women there.
Yeah, I
and
heard great things.
Yeah, a lot of great speakers there. I learned a lot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, people, I've been so happy and impressed. People have been so open and willing to help.
That's, I love it. Yeah. I love it. And the Stripe Atlas, that's what it's called?
The Stripe Atlas, right.
Carl will include a link to that program in the show notes. And also, Carl, if you could put in the show notes about, it was called Bumble Into... What was it called?
A Bumble, but it's the app, and it's not only dating; it's also the business. They have
no,
the
but
business.
What was that called? Was it called Bumble?
It was called the Hive.
The Hive,
yes.
The Bumble Hive. So Carl, our amazing teammate, will put that in the show notes for us.
I want to add one more.
Yes,
okay.
Go for it.
Female Founders Office, which I don't know if you've heard of.
Oh yeah, where the investors around the world are getting together to have
yes.
like pop up investment talks.
Yes, and they had where you could apply and like pitch them.
Yes,
but now they have where you can just apply and you can go in and talk to them. It's not, and you probably, I assume, the rejection rate isn't as high because you're just going in to get advice. It's
yeah.
not like you're trying to ask them to like you're not raising money. That's
yeah.
not how you're really approaching
yeah.
them. It's like I have this problem with. I don't know, coding or whatever
yeah, yeah,
it could
yeah.
be, or marketing.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, I don't know for sure, but I think it's probably
easier.
Did
you book it already?
I've applied. They're not announcing until May.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting. I hope yeah. you get it.
Thank you.
And so that's Female Founders
office or office hours.
Office hours. Yes. All right. And our amazing teammate, Carl, will put that in the show notes, too. Okay. And why build your company here in L.A. and not Tennessee?
Well, I've been in California for a while. So this is like, this is where I've always wanted to be, Los Angeles. I mean, the weather, the people, everyone's open-minded.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own thing and they're very accepting here. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the new tech hub. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I'm sure you agree.
In like before 2012, there were about 20 of us that would hang out at this one guy's house for barbecues. And that was LA Tech. And we'd all fly to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas and fit in one picture. This was back in 2009.
So cool.
And then around, I can't remember what year, 2010, 2011, somewhere around there, Koloff started. And I really feel that the co-working space Koloff planted the seeds for LA Tech to become the third largest city for tech today. And yeah, now people are moving here left and right.
So
we LA Tech gets all the emails.
Are a pioneer in the game here in LA.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which is weird because it's not like you decide to be that. You just kind of happen.
It's missing. The city needed it and you helped out.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride and I'm curious to see where it goes. Have no idea whatsoever. Is there a particular event here in LA related to tech that you're like, oh, you have to go. This is like a must attend.
Well, I'm going to one tonight
which one?
It's by Create and Cultivate with a lot of female entrepreneurs and founders. So that will be exciting to network a bit before. They're gonna have drinks and it's in downtown LA. And that's always fun. Like I said, I'm so impressed with all the women in tech coming together to support and uplift one another.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Do you know about our reflections gatherings?
No.
So We Are LA Tech does reflections gatherings, and it's where we reflect on where we've been, assess where we are today, and support and celebrate one another where we want to go tomorrow. And we bring together women in tech, and we all kumbaya together to have this meaningful group conversation and just really...
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to sign up for this. This sounds amazing.
It's great. We did the last one February 1st. And I just do them as I'm able. I literally single-handedly produce them.
Really? Oh,
so,
wow.
As
that's
I'm able,
so
I put them.
Cool.
But they're so great. And then we have a private Facebook group for everybody that's already attended one to be able to stay connected.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to
have
sign up.
Have you heard of the Mountain Gate dinners?
No.
That Sophia Parsa does? She's really cool, female founder, and I really love these Mountain Gate dinners she puts together. I can introduce you to her because it's invite only, and Sophia has to approve everyone that comes. But they're great, and then hers too. Once you attend something, there's a private Facebook group, and I love her Facebook group. I feel like I could go there right now and get any resource that I need.
Really?
Yeah, it's super rad.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'll tell you about that after. I'll make sure to connect you to Sophia.
Sophia Amoroso, am I pronouncing her name right? From from Girl Boss.
I always butcher her name too.
I think that's correct.
Yeah,
But I know she's having also a conference that was sold out by the time I went to buy the tickets this month in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
What's hers?
It's like the Girl Boss Rally, and it's all these female founders.
I bet if you email her, you never know.
Maybe
there was this conference in Do you know what Y Combinator is?
Yes, I know. Yes.
So before Y Combinator.
That's another forum we'll talk about later.
So before Y Combinator was Y Combinator, it was startup school. And I wanted to go to startup school and it was sold out. And this is going to be like super candid. I don't care. It was sold out. And you can't put a block in front of me. I will bulldozer it down. And so I decide that I'm going to see if I can go as like an assistant or help to any of the speakers going. So I email the speakers and eventually one of the organizers contacts me. And I'm sorry if anybody thinks this is rude, but hey, my success is within my control and I'm going to make shit happen. And
there you go. That's the motto.
So one of the organizers kind of, they're like, you have to stop emailing the speakers, like da da da. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not trying to be annoying or weird. I really want to go. I don't know anybody in the tech community. This is when LA didn't have a tech community. And it just looks like something that could really be supportive. And they're like, well, it's sold out. I'm like, yeah, but I'll go and I'll even stand outside. So if someone doesn't show up or like, because there was no wait list or anything. And they're like, no, you can't come. I was like, F you. And I drove to San Francisco.
Wow.
And the whole time they're like, don't come. Just one person. I'm not going to say who. even though you know who you are if you're listening. And like, and I went, and then obviously a ton of people didn't show up because that's how events work. It was a huge event. It wasn't like a 20 person thing.
Right.
It was like a few hundred people thing. Of course someone's not going to show up. So I was there and I got to sit, and the person that gave me trouble apologized and said they were in the wrong, but I'm like, psh.
Wow, that's amazing. You yeah. went for it. I have yeah. that. I try to have that same attitude and everything.
Anyways,
I do.
I feel like you should at least email, or even if you stand outside, if someone doesn't show up, I'm not talking about being rude or being pushy right. or being disrespectful. None of that. I'm just saying, if logically one person doesn't show up, it means there is physically a spot available for someone else. And I don't think many people would take the initiative to just stand outside of that at the slim possibility that someone may not show up.
The only thing is that I believe they started for general admission was like $200. So I feel like, and then VIP was like $700.
Yeah, but you could pay when you're there or something.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. maybe you look online even, because someone would be like,
something. Like, yeah. Or yeah. say, hey, listen, I see like that maybe, I mean, we have the Women in Tech Facebook group. If you go to womenintechvip.com, it takes you straight to the Facebook group. And you could ask in that group, say, hey, girls, like the Girl Boss Rally was sold out. I really want to go. So if you hear of anyone that has a ticket, can you let me know? I'll buy it off of them. There's always a way.
There's always a way. That's
I mean,
true.
Especially in Los Angeles, people flake.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is a flaky city. It I love a, you, the city of angels, yeah. but you're flaky.
Yeah, completely. I think you can get into the Girl Boss if you go after it. Has there been an LA Tech company or talent that you've come across lately that has really impressed you?
You know, Mayor Garcetti's
yeah.
program that he launched, yeah. right? Have you heard about that?
No, tell me.
For women? Okay, I'm going to tell you about it. Let's see. So it is called...
The Los Angeles Mayor.
The Los Angeles Mayor, Mayor Garcetti. It's called Evolve Entertainment, and it funds diversity and entertainment industry.
Nice.
So it's a public-private partnership, and it's aimed at creating new opportunities for communities that have been historically excluded from the entertainment industry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a really great resource. And Carl will include that in the show notes as well, so you could click on the link there.
So I think that was really cool.
That is really cool. Jay, if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to help accelerate YouScout forward, what would that ask be?
Probably just spread the word. Just spread the word about YouScout and talk to other people about it. Or and email me if you have any questions.
Where
or
can
any
they connect with you?
I'll give you the YouScout's email, general email. It's info@youscout.com. That's USCOUT.com.
And are you guys on social?
Yes, on Instagram. If you go to youscout.com, you'll see all the icons at the bottom. That may be easier. And just click on those. But we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Awesome. And that's yeah. USCOUT.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Rad. Yay. Jay, thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Is there anything that you want to share that you haven't shared yet?
I'm just happy to be in LA, and I love all of you, especially the tech community.
If you want to connect with more incredible people in LA Tech, remember you go to the We Are LA Tech private Slack at wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. Or say hello on socials at We Are LA Tech on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.